Champions League match. It's Bayern versus Celtic.
Magnificent. A wonderful goal.
This Tuesday, Bayern versus Celtic. It's on Prime.
Every day, UK businesses sell their products and services to the world. We know that growing your business internationally and finding new customers can look challenging, but it doesn't have to. Whether you're new to it or been doing it for years, at great.gov.uk, you'll find free support from the UK government on finding the right markets, making an export plan, understanding logistics, and more. Find the answers and sell to the world at great.gov.uk.
Hey, love. Mackie sounds great. I'd really fancy 9
McNuggets, fries, Sprite, and an Oreo McFlurry, please. And barbecue sauce.
See you in 5, sweetie.
Order like Stormzy. The Stormzy meal, now at McDonald's.
Available until the 25th of March, served after 11 a.m.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just sign up using your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And with a share of £15.6 million to be won in our March draws, your postcode could be next. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 28th of February. Is your door in the draw? People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus, conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
You've arrived. Your dream holiday. You got there for less thanks to comparing flight prices on Kayak. An idyllic local restaurant nestled in the cliffs. A peaceful pool with your own private sunbed. This is the life. All you have to do is actually book it. Don't holidays. Use Kayak to compare flight prices from hundreds of travel sites and bag a great deal. Search Kayak and go see for yourself.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 5, America says it's convinced Russia is willing to end the war in Ukraine. The US has held talks with Russian officials, but other countries weren't invited. Father Vitaly Novak, who is chaplain to the Ukrainian army, has told us he's just focused on helping the troops.
My job is to support the spirit and morale of our army, and the politicians, they have to make their own part in this war.
Ukraine's president says any deal he's not part of won't be valid. A friend of the man who's suspected of shooting his wife on Valentine's Day says they spoke on the phone after it happened. Lisa Smith was killed in Kent on Friday. The head of the National Farming Union has told us a meeting he's had with the government has not gone well.
The reaction from our members is going to be one of fury, one of real anger.
Tom Bradshaw met with ministers to discuss inheritance tax changes coming next year. The government says it's investing billions in UK agriculture. And three of the UK's largest water companies have urged regulators to allow them to charge customers more than previously allowed. It's as the High Court has approved a £3 billion lifeline for Thames Water, which was due to run out of money next month.
Sport.
Aston Villa manager Unai Emery says their congested fixture schedule is a sign of their success. They play Liverpool in the Premier League tomorrow night, which is one of 5 matches in the space of 14 days. The World Anti-Doping Agency says it's satisfied justice has now been delivered in response to a 3-month ban given to world tennis number one Jannik Sinner. His punishment for failing 2 drugs tests has been met with a mixed response, as the timing of the suspension means the Italian won't miss any Grand Slam tournaments. And British number one Katie Boulter and former US Open champion Emma Raducanu will compete in the first women's event at Queen's Club in more than half a century later this year. There hasn't been a women's competition at the historic venue since 1973.
Weather
with eBay. Winterproof your vehicle with new batteries and tyres.
Mostly dry and chilly tonight with lows of freezing. Tomorrow will be milder with some rain, highs of 10 degrees. From Global's newsroom, you're Johnny Vaughan.
And you're Sunday Templeton. And he's Harry.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thang.
Radio X.
Weeks.
I mean, if HR wasn't here, I would now be saying he is useless on air.
Useless.
Luckily, you're here. hence, item one, ladies and gentlemen. Round two of your HR queries. A member of the global HR team, Alicia, joins us for a Q&A style Q&A session. But it's in a Q&A style.
Okay.
So 83936, continue to keep your questions coming in. We're going to have a Q&A style Q&A session. Boy, have I got a big one, incidentally. I've got a massive question. Actually, that's a bit unfortunate.
Yeah.
I've got a massive question, which is in today's news.
Right.
Okay. And it actually, it's topical. It takes us outside this narrow existence, and I think you're going to find it challenging, and enjoy saying no comment to this one.
Okay.
It's going to be particularly satisfying to look me in the eyes and go, no comment, Alicia.
Men.
Look, thanks, Harry, again. Got that. And, ladies and gentlemen, what else is happening? Well, we call Gales out on what they're claiming is AI, but I've seen right through them. Crafty Gales. Sure. And as soon as I do the story, you're going to be saying, sure. Plus, ladies and gentlemen,
the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back. We thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He just couldn't stay away.
Cause the cat came back. He never sang it. Sorry. I've got three absolutely brilliant. What is that from? Because I've been seeing it for years. I love it. I don't know either. Okay. It was on a TV show once. We used to sing it at our cat. Anyway, whenever it turned up. Anyway, the cat came back. Let's hear it again.
The cat came back the very next day.
Wow, it's written in 1893.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, that's about right. I'm old. That'll be on classic 1890s rather than Radio X 90s. Very good, sir. Right, I've got three great cat stories for you. That's all happening in the next hour on Your Glorious 4 till 7 thing. A Q&A style Q&A with HR. We've got What's New Pussycat, Your New Pussycat Stories, The Cat Came Back. Plus, of course, ladies and gentlemen, Gale's Lying. This is You Somebody, Kings of Leon. Relax back, guys. We'll take from here.
Radio X. Looking down.
on Radio X.
Monkey Wrench, Foo Fighters right here on Radio X. Almost too powerful, isn't it?
Very
do you know what
powerful.
I mean, son?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Gotta be careful.
Where do you draw the line with your rock? When does it become just metal, Gav?
Oh, it's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really tough.
I mean, you can usually tell when the guitar riff gets kind of angry. That's when it's metal.
Does that
yeah.
go, for me, that starts to move into metal.
Yeah, but it's definitely not metal.
But it's ferrous.
It is, it is. It is an alloy. It is an alloy.
Alloy, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It is, it is.
It's an alloy of metal.
The ferrous is iron. That's pretty good. But it's a base metal alloy.
Yes,
but,
it is.
But it's bronze.
That's right, but there's no strontium in it. There's no, no really there's no, there's heavy no,
what
metal.
What
do
you call it? Heavy metal.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's another debate. It's a debate we have for another day. Sort of thing you could discuss on classic rock. When is rock, when has it become metal?
Yeah.
It's all rock.
Yeah.
But, if we did a spectrum or a periodic table.
I love the line between rock, hard rock,
yeah,
and metal. hard rock.
Yeah, hard rock on Radio X. Ladies and gentlemen, 4 till 7 thing, we've got Alicia from Global's HR department with us. Hello there.
Hello.
Where do you, what for you? Do you think that's metal?
I don't think so, no.
No, Foo Fighters.
Where would you say the metal spectrum? Where do things become a bit more sort of, a bit of ferrous?
I think when they're screaming.
Well, it's the scream.
Yeah, the high screaming is part of it, isn't it? Yeah.
You think it's the vocal thing. For me, I think it's something a guitar does when it starts to chug. Or is that thrash?
That's a great, yeah. That's kind of what I meant. When the wrists get angry, the chug is the real thing.
It's when I'm hearing a zig, 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 zig. Anyway, loads of good stuff. Loads of HR questions coming in. Keep those coming in. There's something in the news, though, I'd like you to consult on here, Alicia. A property developer has got to pay one of its consultants more than 90 grand, guys. Do you know why?
Why?
Because she was sacked by text. But the text message, guess what it included? Listen to this.
Go on.
She was on sick leave. Yeah. Actually, she was pregnant and suffering from hyperemesis.
Right.
Morning sickness.
Yeah, yeah.
And her boss at this property group in Birmingham sent a deliberately vague message that said business was struggling, they need staff to be in the office.
And it wasn't a clear sacking?
He sent the message after she'd asked to work from home because of horrendous morning nausea.
Right.
But what happened was he sacked her but added an emoji that she thought was offensive.
Oh, right.
It was the jazz hands smiley.
What? Okay, why would you use that emoji with a sacky? Alicia's getting ideas now.
I'm just interested. What for you would be a good sacking emoji?
No comment.
Okay, I smelled that one coming. There we go. 83936. If you want to get involved with that, we'd love that. What for you is a really good sacking emoji. For instance, hi HR, I'm having an extramarital affair at work. My company policy is to tell HR. Mm. My partner works in HR at the same company. Huh. Will she have to be impartial? I won't say who that's from. But again, that's interesting. I'm just thinking of the emoji you'd use to sack him. But I don't think anything comes near the jazz hands smiley, a happy face with two palms facing outwards that the tribunal noted normally indicates enthusiasm.
Yeah.
This is Mumford & Sons, Rushmere on Radio X.
Don't you miss the breathlessness, the wildness in the eye. Come home late in the morning light. Bloodshot dreams under street light spell. A truth no one can tell. But now we're still a secret to myself. Light me up, I'm wasted in the dark. Rush me a restless heart. madness and magic in the rain. There's beauty in the pain. Don't lie to yourself. This heart, there's something we might miss. A whole life in a glimpse. Well, I'm still working it out. Time don't let us down again. 'Cause I won't wait. Get my head out of the ground. Time don't let us down.
The Chris Moyle Show podcast.
Every year, Chris Moyles takes the Chris Moyles Show to his local pub to record the podcast, the same pub where he'll have, where he generally hosts his own parties, his own events. His
sure.
Own, it's
yeah,
the
yeah.
pub. That's what he does. Mm. Keeps it real.
Is the pub called the Chris Moyles?
I think it is. Yeah.
I think it's called the Moyle.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Actually, it wouldn't be called that. It's a ridiculous thing.
No.
Just realised what I've said.
Move on.
Especially, what are you going to have there for the illustration on the pub board? The Pubcast, a limited edition podcast in aid of Global's Make Some Noise, the official charity of Radio X, a charity that supports life-changing projects at the heart of communities right across the UK. The ninth Pubcast has landed. Well, it's a special guest. They always go for something, someone... Could be a film star.
Mm.
Could be a superstar DJ.
Sure.
Could be a rock star.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They've had everyone.
Yeah.
But it's generally someone with loads of stories to tell. Someone erudite.
Yeah.
Someone smart.
Uh-huh.
Again, you wouldn't be putting like Aaron Rodgers in this one.
The NFL player.
Yeah, you really wouldn't, man. Oh, God, imagine. The ninth podcast has landed. The man, the legend... They call him the fishing raconteur.
Yes, they do.
He's Chris Tarrant.
Yeah.
You're nearly out of time to get the podcast. You won't be able to get it after the week. There is time pressure on you. Don't be like what happened to... Don't make the mistake I've made with Last Chance to See on my Amazon Prime.
Oh, you've got too many things on it. No time.
I'm halfway through two films that have just gone.
You're done.
And now I've got to pay.
Yep.
And I'm not, going to.
No?
I'm not going to. And you don't... But I would have liked them.
Don't be bullied, John.
I won't be bullied. If you want to download this year's podcast, get it. Donate £10 to Global's Make Some Noise. Text pub 10, all one word, to 83936, pub 10. Your chosen voluntary donation will be added to your phone bill. 100% goes to Global's Make Some Noise. Standard network rates apply. You need to be 18 or over. The podcast is available for a limited time. Full details and T's and C's at radiox.co.uk. That's pub 10 to 83936. If I mentioned Aaron Rodgers, you don't know who he is. He's a quarterback in America, but I've just been watching a documentary about him, and it's, my God, it's tough. You wouldn't get a podcast with him on, but you would get this with Tarrant because he's the opposite.
The Chris Moyle Show podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know what we're back with in a second?
What?
We're back with your cat stuff next.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing. Radio X.
That's it. We need a bigger car.
Smart speaker, what's the best family SUV?
The Tucson has been named Auto Express Best Midsize SUV.
Oh, they're nice. Loads of space.
Smart speaker, search offers on a Hyundai Tucson.
The new Tucson comes with 2 years 0% APR. And it's Hyundai, by the way.
Discover the new Hyundai Tucson Hybrid. It's the dawn of a new Hyundai. Ends 31st of March. 25% deposit. Finance subject to status. Hyundai UK is a credit broker, not a lender. Terms apply.
Hello, business owner. So you want your employees to get their expenses, but not at the expense of your time. Get Monzo Business and you can get your employees their own expense card with personalised limits. And keep an eye on live spending as it happens. Now that adds up. 500,000 businesses bank with us. When will you? Get Monzo Business. Only sole traders or limited company directors in the UK can apply. Expense cards available with team. Starting from £25 a month. T's and C's apply.
It's the most wonderful time.
Are you a smart booker or a silly booker?
Smart bookers get free fast-track security with On The Beach, so they've got that extra time to buy that much-needed mini toothpaste. Silly bookers, send us a postcard from the queue. Stop booking around and visit onthebeach.co.uk.
Conditions apply. 4-star holidays, 7-night minimum stay. Outbound only for selected airports with 6 people. Adult protected.
On The Beach.
I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25 and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the new Samsung Galaxy S25 on O2 by 19th of March and save up to £480. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Offer available on 30GB plus tariffs. £10 per month discount over 48 months. Terms apply.
Get ready for 1.21 gigawatts of entertainment with Back to the Future, the musical. Winner of every major Best Musical Award and from the creators of the original movie phenomenon. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious hit. Back to the Future, the musical, at London's Adelphi Theatre. Book your tickets yesterday.
Radio X. Kick off with the Chris Moyles Show tomorrow morning from 6:30.
Let me ask you a question. Do you hate Will Mellor and Ralph Little? Well, do not listen to our show tomorrow, because they're going to be in the studio talking about whatever it is they've come on to plug. They never just come and see me. Hey, how you, Chris? How you doing? We miss you. No, they're only on to plug it and use my audience, and you can hear it all tomorrow morning on the Chris Moyles Show.
Check the latest travel info at radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
Okay, enough razzmatazz. But it's not every day a new scratch card drops. With the new set for 5 years scratch card from the National Lottery, you could win £5,000 a month, every month, for 5 years. Pick up yours in-store today and get scratching. Search Dream Big Play Small. Rules, procedures and game-specific rules apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Johnny Vaughan.
B-O-X. I took a bite out of Mountain Range. Thought my teeth would break the mountain dead. Let's go, I wanna go. All the way to the horizon. Take a drink at the ocean and tread water before a drown. Let's dive, I wanna dive to the bottom of the ocean. I took a ride, I wouldn't go there without you. Let's take a ride, we'll take a ride, I wouldn't leave here without you. That away from me. I am a mountain, I am the sea. You can't take that away from me. 'Cause you tear us apart with all the things you don't like. You can't understand that I won't leave till we're finished here. And then you'll find out where it all. To the jungle and they wrote me back that I was never crowned king of the jungle. So there's an end to my horizon. I took a ride, I wouldn't go there without you. Let's take a ride, we'll take a ride, I wouldn't leave here without you. I am a mountain, I am the sea. Take that away from me. I am a mountain.
You are neither. You're a rock band. Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Biff.
They're just pretending.
Morrissey's the sun and the air. Yeah. Biffy is the...
I'm a mountain. I'm the sea. I'm a drummer. Are you ready for this?
Go on.
First up, a woman who stole 3,000 pounds of the Jellycat soft toys.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Has avoided jail. She used a pram to steal them.
I was going to say, isn't that a Vanswith?
No, it's a pram. Well, it's a lot of Pramsworths.
Right, right.
It's about a Pramsworth.
Right.
She stole them from garden centres in Norfolk. Dead easy, aren't they, to nick from garden centres?
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
so easy.
Yeah, yeah.
Why are they selling Jellycat toys?
They just do. They just do. They just do.
They're everywhere,
I don't
right,
know. They're
okay.
just everywhere, yeah.
Yeah.
Police found 40 of the toys at home. She admitted to 7 charges of theft. She's given a 26-week prison sentence.
My God.
Suspended for 24.
Oh, okay.
My,
okay.
my point is that but if you could nick one Jellycat, what are you nicking? Since?
Ooh.
I don't know. I've not.
Stegosaurus!
Okay.
I've lost touch with the Jellycat options.
Yeah,
I'd have to look
at
the list. I'd have to look at the list. I know. Okay.
Harry, what are you nicking?
A hedgehog.
You see, look, both great, of you have got
choice.
Really young
great
kids.
Choice,
you've got an advantage.
I've seen a hedgehog. Can I change mine to a hedgehog? Okay. Next up. Are you ready? Tilly. But 83936, what Jellycat would you shoplift? Tilly had already shown her adventurous streak with solo trips to the local pub and the vet. Right. This is a cat I'm talking about.
Okay.
But this time she decided to go the extra mile.
Right.
Do you know what she did?
What?
Go on a train at Weybridge.
Oh.
Went on an 18-mile ride into London, arrived at Waterloo Station.
No.
Yes. Michael Hardy and Emma Hill, her owners, said their affable cat had a reputation for straying. It's caught a few buses before, and it's climbed behind the bar of the local pub. But this was incredible. On one occasion, she also was sent home in an Uber by locals.
Maybe the cat's got like a place in town.
No, what's amazing is that Ubers normally do not pick up animals.
Right.
Well, no, maybe it was just my Jeff. God rest him. But even he admitted, this is the owner, he was shocked when he received a call from the station informing that his cat had found her way into central London. He says, luckily I was working in London that day, but I had to drive across the city to go and collect her. The station staff couldn't believe it. They said, we've got your cat. What the hell is she doing here? Kind of thing. But she's always at the local station. People come from everywhere to try to find her. Locals all know her. There we go. She went on the...
What was wow. the name again?
Tilly.
Tilly.
The only way to
like
get there...
I like Tilly's style.
They worked out the only way to get there is on that train. It's about 34 minutes on the most direct line. She's got 4,700 followers, and this is what gets me.
Oh.
Mm. I just worried if it's not the owner at one end. Because
yeah.
she's so marked, chipped and everything. She's
right.
got everything on her.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
not
yeah.
any of her
very
movement.
Pretty.
It's just, you. In this age of social media, you get cynical.
You do. Yeah.
Right, lastly, a dog groomer's plans for a parlour have been recommended for approval, but... unfortunately, next door, there is a cat cafe
uh-oh.
That has put in a big protest.
Right.
Amber Cooper applied to convert a disused nail salon in Andover, Hampshire, into a base for her business, Barks and Bubbles,
nice.
In December. The application soon prompted an objection from Andover Catfa. It's a cat fay.
Right.
whose owner claimed the noise of agitated dogs might upset and create unnecessary stress for his cats and customers. Can I just say, if you have got a cat cafe, I would not put a dog group. That's not.
No.
Do cats eat full English?
It's like having a mod record. It's like having a mod record shop next to like a rocker's one.
It really
like,
is.
In
yeah,
like
yeah,
the
yeah.
60s. That's a.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't do that. Yeah. You know, it's like having an Arsenal megastore next to a Tottenham one.
You don't do that. You don't do
that. I'd turn that down. Look elsewhere. There's plenty of shops shutting down. Here's Hard Fight.
Shining as a deep brown. You had a dirty look. You caught me on your hook. Turn up the thermostat. I wanna see you sweat. Oh yeah, girl, you've got something I like. I walked right over, said, hi, how you doing? You smiled at me, and girl, you tried right through me. I said, come on, let's dance. We've gotta take our chance. You whispered in my ear, you wanna get out of here. Can you feel it? Rocking the city. Ah, yeah.
She takes a dip in my daydream. My days am best when the sunset gets itself behind that little lady sitting on the passenger side. It's much less picturesque without her catching the light. The horizon tries, but it's just not as kind on the eye. Arabella's got a seven seas head, but she's a modern lover, it's an exploration. She's made of outer space, and her lips are like the galaxy's edge, and a kiss the color of a constellation falling into place. My days am best when the sunset gets itself behind that little lady sitting on the passenger side. It's much less picturesque without her catching the light. The horizon tries, but it's just not as kind on the eye.
Monkeys. We're having a big debate about when rock becomes hard rock, becomes heavy metal.
Mm.
That's rock.
Yes.
But I bet at that pace, you'd only need to add, say, Gavin on guitar. Sure. You could certainly turn that into metal.
Oh, I could definitely take it to hard rock. But if you chug, if you chug, it's metal.
But that...
There's no chugging.
No, there's no chugging.
No,
but just that...
Exactly.
You could rock that.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, let's just rest that for a second. Because we're looking at... what's in the box? Three things found in boxes today. Shunta got a little prezzy because I felt guilty.
Thank you very much.
That was in a box and you look very surprised. Is it from a listener? She said, no, it wasn't. Well, actually, I am a listener.
You are a listener.
To the news. But two other things in boxes, a long-lost prayer scroll and also Kipling's old box turns out to be worth a load, particularly things in shoe boxes we're looking at.
Right.
Took over the maintenance role in a building. In the basement, there was a box above the pipework. 1988, the box came from.
Yeah.
Do you know what was in there?
What?
And how he knows it was from 88? A Sunday Sport.
Wow.
He says it was a great read.
I bet.
Well, 88, of course, they were finding Elvis on the moon.
Yeah.
They found a Lancaster bomber on the moon.
That's
you
right,
name
yeah.
it, it was on the moon. And I got to tell you, what's annoying is culturally, we're back there with that sort of Bullshido.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
just
we really
now.
Are.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
that's, it's just that, all fake.
No,
yeah.
What little did the Sunday Sport know is that's the future. A sort of sensationalist,
nonsense.
Just sort of rubbish for kind of, you know, and back then everyone knew it was a lie. Now you get a groundswell of support from like morons believing the earth is flat, we never went to the moon, all this kind of stuff. What else you got, Gav?
Erica in Pembrokeshire says, hi, Johnny and the gang. Just today I was going through a box of nail varnish that an elderly lady had given to me when I came across her will and testament.
Oh.
That's a lovely thing to find.
What a nice
I bet
thing,
you look if you're in it.
Yeah.
And to ever find this, I leave seven...
I bequeath
these several billions. Sons.
Simon in Littlehampton says, Johnny, about 12 years ago, my uncle passed away, and years later, I was told there was a box he'd left for me. When I opened it, there were seven LPs in there. All seven were Zeppelin boots.
Wow.
Whoa.
Including one called The Destroyer.
Whoa.
A 4 LP set, which is... own box too, a box in a box. For me, it was a biblical moment.
That's Simon Littlehampton. Thank you very much, Simon. We're back again in a second with... Oh, I've got an AI mystery that's someone lying next.
Johnny Bourne's 4 till 7 fan.
Radio X.
Calling all roadrunners, pedal pushers, splash makers, and thrill seekers. Take on the challenge and get moving for people affected by breast cancer. This year, tick off a bucket list goal, hit a personal best, or discover a new hobby at an event for breast cancer now. The money you raise will help fund our life-changing research and support. Sign up now and we'll support you with everything you need. Search Breast Cancer Now fundraising events.
You get more when you go by train with Southern Railway. Like more of the fast track and less... Oh, the slow lane. More space to stretch and less squeezing into a hard-to-find parking space. And more fuel in your tank because there's less to drive you round the bend.
Oh, come on.
Get more when you go by train with Southern Railway with kids' tickets for just £2 at southernrailway.com. Terms apply.
If you've ever bought furniture from Fishpools, we'd like to say thank you for being part of the reason we're celebrating our 125th birthday. That's 125 years of stunning on-trend furniture and home accessories and 125 years of exceptional customer service. To celebrate, we're giving everyone up to 50% off in our winter sale, in-store and online. Fishpools, furniture experts since 1899.
Welcome to Boots. How can we help?
Is it normal that it stings when I
have been coughing for a
solid 8 hours sleep? And why can't I maintain my
ear infection and my
a splitting headache?
Is my blood pressure
swollen or is it just bruised?
Keep an eye on your health. Whatever your question, we've got you covered. Just walk in, get treated, walk out. That feels better. Boots, with you for life.
And off we go. When you're a small business owner like me, every day is an adventure. It can get pretty wild out there, but I'm used to fierce competition. So I feel in my natural habitat out here on safari.
With an American Express business card, spend securely and earn points on business transactions to put towards a dream holiday.
couldn't have said it better myself.
The card is for business. The points are for pleasure. Search Amex Business Card. Terms and annual fees apply. 18 plus, subject to status.
Formula One is coming to London with F1 75 live at the O2. A spectacular season launch, Tuesday, February the 18th. All 10 teams and all 20 drivers together for the first time ever in an incredible evening of epic entertainment, marking the start of the 75th F1 season. Watch all the action live from 8 p.m. at youtube.com/Formula One.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
Shoeboxes.
Yeah.
Somewhere in a shoebox, right? In a storage unit. Get this, right? Years ago, I was on The Big Breakfast and someone brought in, and there was this thing about this Pokemon card.
Mm.
And this Pokemon card, what? Do you know the story?
No, I'm just very excited to hear about it.
Okay, so this Pokemon card was really rare and everyone was swapping at the time.
Yeah. Right?
And so they gave me this card.
Right.
This Pokemon card.
Uh-huh.
And I've put it somewhere.
Right.
I just put it somewhere, just with rare things.
Yeah.
The other day, one went in auction for £1 million.
No, it didn't.
I'm
no,
not.
No,
right.
it didn't.
Is it a shiny Charizard?
Yes. It's exactly what it is.
I thought this might have been coming up.
What?
We discussed it. I discussed it with mates down the pub the other day.
Did you?
Because I foolishly gave my collection away for nothing.
Yeah, but this is the million. This is the one that was really rare back then that they came in, especially for what all the fuss is about, and presented me with one as like,
wow,
because it doesn't cost them anything.
Yeah,
and I've got it somewhere,
and you don't.
Well,
know.
Well, yeah. No, it could have ended up just being chucked out or whatever. I've got so much rubbish in storage.
Yeah.
Oh man.
You need. Oh man.
Man.
Can't you train? Train a
no,
dog.
You, honestly, it's impossible.
Train a dog to sniff
it's
it
impossible because it could be. No, because I tell you why. It could be my dad's attic.
Yes.
I said just target making burglars target him.
Yeah.
No, but it could be.
It could be somewhere at your house.
No,
it
no,
could
no
be
because
in storage.
I remember putting it in a book, but that book could be in. Or I think the most likely thing.
Do you remember what book it was?
No.
I
remember. I had a storage unit where rats ate their way in. I just rented this loft in Kingston,
right,
okay.
Near Fat Bob's Diner,
mm-hmm.
And it rats gnawed their way in and just had eaten all these books and papers.
Right.
And I'm really sure it was there.
Oh man,
I don't know, Gav.
You need to let that go.
Man.
You're going to have to just let that go.
I'm not going to.
I can't let it. Well, yeah, I have.
Can't stop thinking about it.
You know, I have because I've been and really looked for it.
Yeah,
right.
And I can't find it. But it's annoying. You know, when I look at sort of things like that dream, you know, that like, for instance, I wanted to buy this really expensive piece of gym equipment.
Yeah.
And
sure. Oh, yeah, the titanium system.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, System Titan.
Yeah.
And made by Thorsen System.
That's right,
like,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Also, and I wanted to also get a proper, I wanted a mink belt, weight training belt.
Sure.
So just, and a mink tracksuit.
Uh-huh. Handmade, yeah,
sure.
Yeah. A mink tracksuit, did you
yeah,
say?
Yeah, I wanted a mink tracksuit. And just things I want that I really, it's really annoying when you see people with things that I really need.
Yeah, sure.
You know, mink bike.
Sure.
It's just so
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Darling, hold my hand.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And right now, you can save £200 per couple with My Jet 2. So escape to sunny favourites like Gran Canaria, Crete and Costa Blanca and get 22 kilograms of baggage included. Book now from London Stansted with just a £60 deposit per person. Jet 2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Up to national protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just sign up using your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And with a share of £15.6 million to be won in our March draws, your postcode could be next. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 28th of February. Is your door in the draw? People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Must remember, do not forget.
Remind me to bring photo ID.
Reminder set.
Babe, can you make sure I don't forget my photo ID when I vote?
All right, love.
However you remember, you'll need photo ID to vote on the 1st of May. Don't have ID? Apply for free voter ID now. Find out more at electoralcommission.org.uk/voter ID.
It's a busy day in Admouth. The Admiral bumps into Joe Jenkins in the supermarket.
Is everything okay?
Well, got up at 6 a.m, showered, fed the cat, fed the dog, fed the kids, did the school run, the vet win, and went on a run. Drive to work, charged my car and charged to lunch. Searched for new cars, used cars, and tried to sell the old car. Popped over to the flat and had tea with the tenant, sorted out the leak and picked up leaks for dinner. And now I need to find insurance.
And breathe.
Oh.
Take it easy and insure everything in one place with Admiral Multicover and more. Admiral Insurance, always looking out for you.
Hey, love. Mackie sounds great. I really fancy 9
McNuggets, fries, Sprite, and an Oreo McFlurry, please. And barbecue sauce.
See you in 5, sweetie.
Order like Stormzy. The Stormzy meal, now at McDonald's.
Available until the 25th of March, served after 11 a.m.
As a caterpillar that unexpectedly woke up as a butterfly one morning, I thought nothing new could shock me. Then I had my first surprise cold shower.
Oh, freezing!
Luckily, I had Scottish Power Boiler Care, and an engineer was round to fix it. Phew! If you want to protect your boiler and help keep your home running smoothly, sign up to Selected Boiler Care before March 31st, and you can enjoy 50% off your first 3 months. But don't delay. Like me, the time will fly. Find out more at scottishpower.co.uk.
T's and C's apply. See scottishpower.co.uk. 3 months half price offer until 31st of March 2025 on selected boiler care provided by Domestic in General.
Hey, Harry.
Hello, mate.
Any tips for the racing?
Yeah, your best bet is to enter BetVictor for their new customer welcome offer. If you bet a minimum of £10, they give you £20 in free bets on the horse racing. But here's another tip. If you're at the races, head to the paddock. You get lots of info they don't put in the race cards.
Like what?
Like the fact I'm seeing one of them drop a lot of weight right now.
Listen to Harry and make your best bet on the racing at BetVictor. 18 plus, opt in, bet on horse racing at odds of evens or greater, no cash out, 7-day expiry, terms and conditions apply, gamblerware.org.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 6, there's a row between the government